now, let's find out what's making news in the US, thanks to Kia's award-winning Picanto, Serato and Carnival.
Before we get to Richard Arnold, just an update from India on the cricket, which is not going to last 6 hours, sadly. India 2 for 63. They only need another 44 runs to win. So Australia up against it, but anything can happen, as we've seen. But they've already picked up 2 wickets this morning, which is good to see. All right, Richard, afternoon. The US is stepping up their campaign against ISIS.
Afternoon, Ben. Yeah, hope the cyclone there is not too bad as the hours go on. Yeah, President Trump said all through the elections here that he would act more vigorously to defeat the ISIS terrorists. So in Mosul, Iraq's second largest city, the battle against the Islamic State has grown a bit more urgent. And along with it, there are new reports today of growing civilian deaths. In one case, around 200 Iraqi civilians are said to have been killed as US coalition airstrikes have been stepped up. The New York Times reports that at that site, quote, dozens of Iraqi civilians, some of them still alive and calling out for help, were buried for days under the rubble of their homes in western Mosul after American-led airstrikes flattened almost an entire city block. So this appears to be one of the biggest civilian casualty events since the fall of Saddam Hussein. 275 more American troops are on their way from the 82nd Airborne. They've just been deployed. This reflects a renewed push by the Trump team to speed up the battle for Mosul. The Pentagon says there have been no changes in rules of engagement, but there is a change, obviously, in the battle terrain, because what they're targeting now is the old city where it's tougher to separate out the civilians. Jim Mattis, President Trump's defense secretary, is responding to these reports of more civilian deaths. He says,
"We go out of our way to always do everything humanly possible to reduce the loss of life or injury among innocent people. The same cannot be said for our adversaries."
Still, after a week of escalating US-led bombing runs, there are hopes for rapid developments, but once again, the cost in human lives is spiralling.
Yeah, spiralling indeed. Now, mate, I flagged this story about a golf hazard in Florida. It's the movable type and one that has teeth.
I don't know what you can say about this. The video is pretty compelling, though, isn't it? You know, whatever would the Royal and Ancient Society of St. Andrews make of all of this? A couple of golfers playing at the Long March course in South Florida came upon a course hazard not typically seen in Scotland, you would have to say. One of the golfers slammed his drive right near the water where a large alligator was sunning itself. Now, the golfers did not even bother to yell "four," but the gator noticed when the ball dropped right in front of the animal. He eyed the ball, turned a bit to get a closer look, watched for a few moments, then ate the golf ball and disappeared back into the swamp waters. Maybe Happy Gilmore would know what to do. But as all this was recorded on video, the actual golfers seemed to be sort of thunderstruck. I mean, do you take a penalty? Do you tee up with the ball where the ball landed originally? Or do you try to follow where the gator is disappeared? I don't know. We need a ruling here, clearly. Although, when it comes to Florida, there are alligators that at times do make their way onto the turf. So this might be par for the course.